Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, happy fall, y'all.
Yeah, that happened.
Are you serious? You just did that?
Totally.
Fall, y'all.
I was working on it, and then I unveiled it, Kitty. It was magical.
Are you wearing plaid yet?
Well, I wore a sweater to bring in fall.
I thought it was appropriate. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's a two-piece. I know cardigans are big this year.
It totally is, and I'm very excited. And, you know, I feel like that you can sense it. You can sense a slight transition out there
in
the weather.
Well, that drop in humidity that we had, that we never get until December, it's fabulous.
Very welcome.
So beautiful outside.
And, of course, you know, it's just, we're wrapping up September.
Yeah, like, let's wrap it up. I'm done.
We're wrapping up September.
Bring on October.
We're just about ready to quit giving away free wine at the Blue Star.
Well, that makes me sad because I love giving away things. You know, that's my thing. But we'll figure something else out.
We'll do something different.
Yes.
Like unveil a new menu.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
That's
going
to be changing weekly.
All kinds of things going on. The menu is now going to change weekly. It's going to be a little bit more, it's just going to be more creative because I'm going to be able to work with, you know, different ingredients
on a daily basis.
It's because I had a sip of Pinot Noir before we started and I can't speak.
I think it makes for good radio when we sip on wine. Kitty, what is our wine of the week before we introduce everyone to our lovely guest?
It actually is a really good wine. If you know, if you're a Pinot fan like I am, it's Sea Smoke, which is a very small winery. Excuse me.
It's very attractive label.
Out in California. Mm-hmm. And it's called Southing, which is a single vineyard. And it's really great wine. And it's kind of hard to come by. And we're selling it at the Blue Star because I have a decent allocation of it.
Nice.
This is a 2016, which is what's on our menu right now. And I just got my allocation of 2018. They just released.
Perfect. Buy the glass, buy the bottle?
Just buy the bottle. Yeah, this is a big boy, and it's something that you spend money on because it's absolutely phenomenal, and it's beautiful, and you just can't do better than that. This is not a corporate-owned winery. It's still family-owned, and they get very high points, very high marks, and it's just freaking delicious. It's got
a little smoke on it.
It's got that cherry Pinot flavor, and it's got the body that you get from a California Pinot. The Oregons tend to be a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure.
So it's really nice. It goes with squash and duck and everything good about fall.
And that's what you're going to have on the menu. I'm just guessing you're alluding to that. It's happening. Well, that sounds delicious. And I'm really excited that your new next door neighbor is with us today,
Ron,
on the program.
I'm so excited because he's done so many amazing things. People keep coming by and going, Kitty, what are you doing? What's all the construction? I'm like, well, that's my new neighbor next door, and he's doing a phenomenal job rebuilding the building next door and cleaning everything up.
The old Hibiscus building.
Exactly. It's just beautiful, and it's great to have new neighbors.
Well, and with that being said, let us introduce Mr. Ron Dichter to the program. He is the CEO and lead team member there at Blue Dog. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Anna. It's great to be here, and Kitty, it's nice to see you. Not in the downtown streets here.
No, absolutely.
If I had a dime for every time I heard that. So listen, I mean, Blue Dog obviously has a good presence here in Indian River County. You've been given high regards as being a great place and company to work for and with. You've had a presence on the beach. You're getting ready to make a transition to the Main Street. Tell us a little bit about where that new destination came about, and then we'll delve a little bit into what Blue Dog does.
Sure, absolutely. So Blue Dog opened up actually in October of 13, and our first office was in downtown Vero Beach.
Ah.
So we actually started in downtown Vero Beach, and then we ran out of space, and one of my good friends, who now is one of the main tenants there, actually kicked us out. I think we were sitting at lunch one day, he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, gosh, I'm looking for new office space. He's like, oh, yeah, that's because we need your floor. And so it forced us to find new space. And at the time, we really struggled to find something big enough. You know, I think we had 20 people at the time. So we ended up finding a nice space on the beach, and we'd been there for 3 years. And so we're out of space now. We literally have 45 people sitting in 3,200 square feet, and I won't say we're sitting on laps.
But no one's stretching out.
There's definitely not room to roam, so to speak. And so we found, you know, we were looking for the right place to go, right place to expand to. And I started talking with different people. I said, hey, where should we go? And they're like, well, you got to go to the Blue District. I said, the Blue District?
What?
I
How go, appropriate.
I go,
with a name like Blue Dog.
I go, what's the Blue District? They're like, well, that's where all the companies with blue in the name go. And so I noticed that there was Blue Star, and then I went down the road and there was Blue Agave, and
True.
Then I looked across the street and there was the Blue Octopus, and I thought, oh, so
I get it.
Everything that's blue and not only animals, but at least, you know, three of the four are animals.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I have to go there. So I started searching in a very small area to find the right space, and I found the building next to Kitty's wonderful place at Blue Star. And yeah, we've been remodeling that. So if you want the exact address, it's 2205 14th Ave, right downtown in Bureau, across from Pocahontas Park there.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
And obviously a lot of changes are going on. So the building itself has a lot of history in Indian River County. And so did you feel like that was a nice tie-in with the fact that you're, you know, an established brand at this point and looking to become, you know, a member of that history itself one day? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, since I was told that this show is, well, it's all about being honest and sharing.
I like being honest. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that that had any compelling reason, but I do love the building, and I do, now that I have acquired the building, love the history behind the building. Uh-huh. It's one of those buildings that clearly is different. It's unique. And it's something that, done right, can really bring a tremendous amount of, I think, value to the downtown district and really bring, you know, bring back to light, which was once a glorious building. And so I'm super excited that we've been able to keep. And for those of you that haven't seen this building before, it's very much a 60s Art Deco building. It's got the old school tile on the sides. It's got these eyebrows that are cantilevered off of the roof that you would never build today because it would make no practical sense. But they are so darn cool that you couldn't fathom taking them down. And, you know, it's funny, as I started talking to architects and different contractors, you know, anybody that said, hey, you should chop off these eyebrows, I immediately just ruled them out.
Ah,
because
right.
we absolutely wanted to keep those. And, you know, the other thing was making sure that we kept, you know, the hibiscus building heritage and some of the great things that the, you know, the sisters that I bought the building from had before, from, you know, really, you know, bringing back the tile to life and really, you know, because I believe when they had bought it or when they had taken it over, it was painted over. And so for you know, listeners that have been in this town for a while, they probably saw the building covered in one color of paint. Somebody actually painted over
years
the tiles
ago.
And
yeah.
they,
yeah.
you know, they refurbished it and brought it back to life. And so we really wanted to, you know, to keep, you know, true to the spirit of the building while making some modern improvements to it.
And so it's a good size building, right? So it's going to accommodate your 45, yet will it leave room for potential future growth?
It will. Yeah. So the building is about 8,000 square feet. It can hold, I believe the approved occupancy is right around 70. And so we intend to fill that up.
Ideal. Now, we are giving some rough numbers that presently 45 employees, upwards of 70 down the road once you get into your fabulous new space that's being renovated presently, which might lead to some small amount of congestion downtown. So if you were curious what was going on with some of the digging and some things, like, that's what it was. The sidewalk's coming back. Everything's coming back. It's just going to take a little bit of time to put the finishing touches on the entire project as a whole. Yet, what is it that Blue Dog does? What are these amazing local employees do for you?
So,
and for other local businesses.
So, contrary to what many people have told me, we are not a vet. We don't.
Excellent.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
We're not a dog shelter. We are not a pet shop, or the best one that I heard was a boutique e-commerce seller of dog products. I don't know where that came
from. That is a creative.
But that is my favorite of all
creative
the ones.
Creative thought process.
And not
I
a
like
bad
it.
Idea.
Not a bad.
Not a bad idea,
it could be
yeah.
a segue for something new down the road.
You know, if you ask my 13-year-old daughter, we're a merchandising company because she really likes our logo and says that we should merchandise it and wants to be the, quote, merch manager.
I love her ambition.
She's very eager. But in all reality, we are a payments-related company. We enable payments for businesses so they can take any form of payment other than cash at their place of business, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a check, whether it's an ACH direct deposit, anything that's not cash, we process for businesses. That is our main core product. Now, we have all sorts of ancillary things that dovetail off of that, but that is the main business that we do, is we move billions of dollars of money for businesses around the country.
And, you know, one of the things that I always found to be attractive about what Blue Dog brought to the table is I met folks throughout the community in the various chamber events and the like, was that businesses could potentially dictate a nonprofit that they wanted to help with throughout the year as receiving a small portion of the processing fees. You could allocate them to this list. And I just thought that that was really a unique opportunity to contribute year round to something that you might be passionate about and not necessarily do a stroke of a pen in order to get that for them.
Yeah. So what you're referencing is the Blue Dog Give Back program. So back in 2013, you know, I made the decision that what's important to me and what I find to be where I want to spend my philanthropic efforts isn't necessarily where someone else wants to spend their time. And while I might do a campaign that's important to me, someone else might see that and be like, I don't really resonate with this. And so we created the Give Back program, which basically says, hey, listen, we're going to donate 5% of every dollar we earn from your business. Rather than us telling you where it should go, you tell us. We'll provide you a list of all of our participating give backs. If none of those make sense to you, you tell us what you would like us or where you would like us to have that donated. And as long as we can verify that they're a true 501c3, we will not only start donating 5% of what we earn from them, but we'll also add them to our ongoing list. So if some other business is feeling the same, you know, uncertainty about where do I want to have my donation go to, they can actually choose your, you know, your cause campaign or your philanthropy or whatever it is that you know, that you've selected. So we have things from churches to humane societies to Boys and Girls Clubs and everything in between.
That's so cool.
So that's kind of how that program came about. And, you know, it's really something that we're proud of. It's something that, you know, we feel like we can give back in a way that's meaningful. And from a business owner standpoint, one of the biggest challenges that they have is they want to be charitable. But usually what happens is they, at the beginning of the year, designate where all that charity is going to go.
Yes.
And so you'll get a lot of people, you know, that will reach out to them in September and October or later in the year. And they're like, listen, I'd love to help you.
Funds are gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Already spent it all. And so, you know, this is a way where a business who comes, you know, and you know, joins on with Blue Dog at any point in the year can increase their donation that they're going to give to their cause without ever having to write an additional check. To your point, it's a very hard thing to do. So, yeah, that's how the Give Back program works.
I really like that. And I do want to touch on some more of the philanthropy that Blue Dog does. Yet, it is important to me to figure out how the name Blue Dog came to be about, since it is not at all pet-related.
Yeah, no, it's not pet-related. and you know,
I'm super curious, Ron.
Well, you know, it's funny. My sales team, when they're talking to people, oftentimes they're like Blue Dog or Blue Dot, or they don't understand it. And people are like, what kind of a stupid name is that? Like, who would name their company that?
No,
especially
I like
one
it.
That deals with money.
I like it, but tell us.
Well, I like it too, but I'm biased. And so it's funny. I've been in the payments business for almost 23 years, which, just to put that into perspective, and for anyone that's listening, I don't like to feel like I'm that old, but I've been in payments for more than 50% of my life.
So and you're seasoned.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Established as a payments professional. And so I've had two payments companies prior to Blue Dog. And when I had sold my last company in 2010, I had a period where I couldn't do anything. And so I was sitting around in my home office trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to call my next company. And my son, who was 5 years old at the time, came in and he said, hey, Dad, have you seen my Blue Dog anywhere? I can't find him. And his Blue Dog was this little stuffed animal he's had since birth, takes him everywhere with us. And I said, listen, I'm sure he's back in your room. Go find him and you'll be fine. About an hour later, he came back and he was, I could tell, visibly upset. And he's starting to get puffy eyes. He's like, Dad, I can't find Blue Dog anywhere. And I said, all right. So I stopped what I was doing, went and helped, you know, comb through his room. Couldn't find it anywhere. Grabbed my wife. And I said, listen, we got to find this thing. Going through cars, where we were last.
Certainly.
Couldn't find it anywhere. And I knew that there was going to be a point in time where I was going to have to, you know, prepare this speech for my son and say, listen, Blue Dog is gone. It's time to go on. There's life after Blue Dog.
Oh, God.
And as I was preparing this speech, not knowing what would ensue, I just got a glimpse of something outside. And we had this playset in our backyard. And we had one of those child swings, you know, that basket of child there. And I had just noticed something that was different. And I said, hold on a second. I went outside, and sure enough, in the child swing was Blue Dog.
Going
I guess,
for a little ride.
I guess earlier that
going
day,
going for a little
yeah.
swing. Midday swing, Pops. No my, worries.
My son must have been pushing him and forgot all about him. And I went and grabbed Blue Dog, and I brought him to my son. And that moment when I reconnected Blue Dog with my son, Styles, and I saw his face just melt. I said, that is the feeling I want to be for my employees. That's the feeling I want to be for my customers. Mm. And that is what I want to try to encapsulate. So that's how the name Blue Dog came from, which is also how the tagline, best friend to your business, came from, is that we really want to be, you know, we're in a business that's tough, very competitive. We're like the ATM that charges money to take money. So we're your non-bank ATM. So trying to find good in that. And I think the name really separates us, you know, from so many of our competitors.
Well, that is just a fascinating and fun story. I mean, people like to do business with folks that are local, that support local, that are able to create great jobs for their fellow neighbors and friends. And, of course, being able to do something that helps to separate you and have a passion for what you do while also being a good family man and a good, you know, citizen is very important. If folks are listening and they said, well, you know, I might be in the market. It's a few months off from the new year. We might be looking at some changes. What's the best way for them to get in touch with Blue Dog?
Well, you can swing by our office anytime, which currently is at 1701 Highway A1A, or you can swing by and see our new facility and maybe stop by for dinner at Kitty's afterwards.
Fun. Maybe he's planned your whole afternoon.
I love that.
Right? That's Ron good. Is very yeah. smart.
The easiest way is just go to our website at bluedog.co, and mm-hmm. you'll be able to find all the information that you can. And if I can just say, you know, you brought up something that I think is really interesting. So I've never lived in a small city like Vero. I moved here from Los Angeles 6 years ago. Before that, I lived in Salt Lake City, Utah. And before that, I lived in Anchorage, Alaska, where I grew up. And, you know, the smallest city I ever lived in had 400,000 people. And the biggest, obviously, LA had, you know, a billion people.
Sure.
Not exactly.
But those are big numbers.
Seems
they're much
like
bigger.
It.
Yeah.
and you said something about how people want to do business with local people. And I really could not agree with you more. And I think something that's really unique about Vero and really special about Vero is that people tend to appreciate that here more than they do in big cities. And just kind of talking about our building for a minute, we actually had several of the subcontractors. Now, when we had chosen Bill Bryant for our construction and Donadio for our architecture, and they did a great job. But one of the things I said to them, I said, listen, I need a list of all the subcontractors that you want to use on the building before you select it. And they're like, well, we just select, you know, the lowest ones or the best qualified ones and go from there. I said, no. I want to know who's customers. I want to see who of the people who are bidding are customers of Blue Dog so that I can make a determination if I'm willing to, you know, pay more to use somebody who is a customer. And there were several vendors who were customers of Blue Dog that weren't the winning bid that I said, listen, go back to them, tell them we want to use them. They don't have to match it, but get them somewhere close to it. I want to use people who do business with us. And I think they appreciated it. And I think it shows that, you know, you have to, in a small town like this, where everybody's competing against big national brands, you really have to, you know, work on, you know, shopping and praising and being local. And
well said, Ron.
It's because we all know each other.
Right.
I mean.
And, you know, there's just some, you just take that extra level of care as the person performing the work. You take that much more pride in knowing that someone chose you over the rest. And, you know, if your name is attached to something locally, you want it to be the best. Because it's an example. It's a showcase of what it is you do, whether it's a tangible service or just something like on your end that people might not ever really see, but it's that customer service on the back end and those things that make it all work. One more time with the tagline.
Best friend to your business.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's so clever. We're in the studio with Blue Dog. We have Ron Dichter here, CEO, lead team member. Kitty's in the studio of the Blue Star. We're going to go on a quick break and be right back with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero. Now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio of Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So excited that in the month of September, we've had so many great successes, so many wonderful things happen, so many things that could have been bad that wasn't. And so we just have a great season to look forward to for the balance of the year. If you are interested in getting that fresh cut color, style, go see my girl Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio. I was there this past weekend, got a beautiful blowout and new colors. And the first thing Kitty said to me was, "What? You look gorgeous."
It looks beautiful.
And just remember, she's the most affordable salon in all of Vero Beach. You will not be disappointed. Hair Studio of Vero. Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. Open 7 days a week. Think of this for all of the pampering for that special someone in your life. And, you know, guys are there all the time getting pedicures. We're in Florida, folks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Blue Star for all of your dining needs Tuesday through Saturday. And don't forget that if you're looking to book some sort of holiday party, some sort of special anniversary dinner, this is the time to get scheduled now.
Yes. Yes. We're getting a lot
There's
of
only
bookings,
so many days.
Which is kind of funny, but yeah.
Reach out to the Blue Star and Kitty can do something custom just for you. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Congratulations to all of them, and especially Miss Shannon Pohl, who was recently nominated for Affiliate of the Year with the Realtors Association of Indian River County. They are amazing. If home ownership is something that you would like to just get out of the rent rat race, reach out to Caliber. You will not be disappointed. Pac-Mail Beachside now offering notary and passport photos. Think about that. If you're beachside and you want that convenience, they're there for you 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And of course, the one, the only, the most trusted moving and storage company throughout the Treasure Coast, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Not only do they keep me gainfully employed, folks,
which we love,
which I love, but we are really proud of the work that we do and the fact that we were nominated as Affiliate Company of the Year for the Treasure Coast, both in Indian River and in Martin County. So if you know of anyone who's getting ready to relocate, like perhaps Blue Dog and their corporate headquarters, they would consider choosing someone that's local, someone that's trusted, White Glove Moving and Storage. Here in the studio today, Mr. Ron Dichter. He is CEO and lead team member over at Blue Dog, established in 2013, going back downtown.
Yes,
in just
excited
a few weeks.
It.
Super excited.
Kitty's next door neighbor.
Kitty's
exactly,
next door neighbor.
Which, speaking of that, we just had an event
Blue
at Kitty's restaurant.
And it was delicious?
It was delicious. We did a manager retreat there, and everybody loved it. Now, had I known I could have gotten a blowout and my nails done at the same time, I would have looked even more fabulous.
You would have been even more fabulous.
But I don't know that I have enough hair for that, but talk to me in 6 months.
BlueDog.co.
Correct.
Until next week, folks. Cheers.
Cheers.